Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Our Eternal God, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. We are entering the ninth month of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it seems to have no end. When will the masks be in the garage sale pile and the Clorox wipes be on sale again? When will we be able to hug our friends and shake hands with a stranger? And when, oh when, asks my 4-year-old, will indoor playgrounds and the icy machine at Target be open again? It feels like these uncertain times have been going on forever. But the only one who knows the true feeling of forever is God. In the beginning, before anything was made, God was there. Genesis 1:1. God has no beginning and no end, which means he always was and always is. God's power has never changed either. God has always been and always will be all-knowing and all-powerful. In a world that always changes, God never does. While God is eternal, we are not. Because of our sin, we will someday die. Because of our sin, life on earth will be filled with sorrow and pain. Because of our sin, because of our parents' sins, and because of the sins of every generation before and after, we deserve the punishment of death and the punishment of eternal separation from God in hell. When we suffer in this life, we forget that God is in control and will never leave us or forsake us. We sin when we forget that our God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and unchanging. We also sin when we trust anything over God. In these uncertain times, we can sometimes put our trust into worldly things such as science, social organizations, and people, or even ourselves. Sometimes we place these worldly things above God. But our loving, all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God is the remedy for our sin. He is our dwelling place, as the psalm says, our shelter. He sent his Son in our place to die for our sins, our parents' sins, and the sins of every generation before and after. Because of Jesus, when God looks at us, he sees purity and righteousness. Because of Jesus, we have been freely given a place in heaven where we will live eternally with him. A beloved hymn, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past, was written based on Psalm 90. In this hymn, we thank God for being our shelter in this world and for giving us the hope of heaven, our eternal home. We pray. Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Before the hills in order stood or earth received its frame, from everlasting you are God, to endless years the same. Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, still be our guard while troubles last, and our eternal home. Amen. A question to consider. What stormy blasts have come your way in 2020, and how has God provided shelter and hope in your trials this year? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.